What impressed me was the way people didn't have any feeling about another human or another person's their well-being. You know, just pack a ship with as many people as possible, and if someone dies and they die, they'll still get money for the amount of people that they have already on the ships.
That's 28-year-old artist Stephen Hayes. The Durham resident is referring to the transatlantic slave trade during the 16th and 19th centuries. It's the theme of his latest exhibition, Cash Crop, at Guildford College in the Guildford College Art Gallery. It's comprised of 15 life-size human sculptures of men, women, and two children who traveled through the Atlantic Middle Passage during the slave trade and helped to build the New World. The figures have shackles on their necks, hands, and feet, and each one represents 1 million Africans enslaved. According to Hayes, some people today are still seen as mere commodities.
And also coming across the image of the Brooks slave ship plan, which reminded me of a sweatshop in a third world country. So I wanted to try and relate the past with the present and how today we outsource our goods in these sweatshops, and these people are patting inside these sweatshops as if they were patting into a Brooks ship just to produce as much goods as possible.
On the back of each figure is a wooden slab with Hayes' carved depiction of a Brooks slave ship. During the slave trade, merchants packed in an estimated 600 African men, women, and children and transported them as goods for sale. Hayes says since most goods came into the United States on pallets and still do, chains from each figure connects it to one large pallet bearing the carved image of the U.S. emblem. Other elements in the show illustrate the similarities between the economics of the Atlantic slave trade to present-day third world sweatshops.
I created this show as a history lesson, how America was built. No one else would have made it for free, you know, or crop the land or build these buildings for free. I mean, people are just looking for the easier way to get out. If I don't want to do it, I'll pay somebody else, or I'll make somebody else do it.
Hayes sculpted, carved, painted, and printed all of the elements in this show. He says it took him 5 months to complete. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News in Greensboro.